the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks.
Make our own. Whiskey,
you're tuned into the Trump phenomenon here on July 16th, 2020. I'm James Kelso, your host. And off we go with this live show. Yeah, oh, there it is. Okay, I've got my screen all set up. I'm raring to go. This is James Kelso. You can call in on that screen that I just activated at 800-313-9443. And you can propound on anything you like, but I prefer that you talk about the Trump phenomenon, the subject of this show. And speaking of the Trump phenomenon, that phenomenal fella, Donald Trump, looking over here at his Twitter account. Yes, that's right, his Twitter account. 83.6 million followers, and I think yesterday it was 83.5, might have been 0.4, but I think it was 0.5. So kind of like a drumbeat, we're getting 100,000 new followers every day. Now that's a metric. That means something. You know, when you get that big, 83 million, you'd think maybe the growth would slacken. You'd run out of new people. No. 83 million people. I mean, the country has 320 or 330 million people, and you know, of course, probably many millions more illegals that we don't know about. But that 83 million, that's one out of four people in the country. And there are lots of children that, you know, you can't count, and lots of other people. I mean, 83 million followers. And not every couple, you know, become two followers. There'll be one follower. I mean, my gosh. This is a very large audience that the president has. So, well, it's worth paying attention to his Twitter account. We also pay attention to Breitbart, of course. And here's a great article that appeared, written by Peter Navarro, one of our favorite patriots, the author of, what a title, Death by China. Now that's enough right there. Just the title of the book. I would pay for that book just to have that title on my bookshelf. Death by China. And he is one of Donald Trump's top advisors on international trade and other matters. And he just penned an op-ed that appeared where did it appear? I'm trying to see where this was published. But he rips Dr. Anthony. And I like the new twist to his name that somebody else came up with. I've got Fauci-Stein or Fauci-Stein. Somebody else came up with Dr. Anthony Fawcett. Because he's turning off the faucet of our economy with his BS. He has been dedicated to crushing the American economy since day one of his coronavirus hoax. What a puke Anthony Fauci is. I like the best term of all for Fauci, applied to him by a real doctor, Dr. Ron Paul, is Fauci is a fraud. So we'll get into what Peter Navarro says. And, of course, the neocons and the rhinos and the appeasers within the Trump administration, they're all whining that Peter Navarro would speak so plainly. White House Director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, Peter Navarro, unleashed an op-ed on Wednesday, yesterday, criticizing Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And here are now some quotes. Quote, "So when you ask me," writes Peter Navarro, "whether I listen to Dr. Fauci's advice, my answer is only with skepticism and caution." The title of his op-ed in USA Today was, "Anthony Fauci has been wrong about everything." Now, here's an important one. Get this. Navarro wrote that he pushed the president to take the coronavirus threat seriously and level a travel ban on flights from China in January. Now, get this. This is pretty mind-boggling. Fauci fought against the president's courageous decision, which might well have saved hundreds of thousands of American lives, Navarro wrote. Now, that's interesting. You didn't know that, did you? And the puke media is never going to report it, that little Anthony Fauchenstein fought, using Navarro's words, fought against the president's courageous decision to ban travel from China. Go, Anthony, go. And he actually has a history with the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons lab that unleashed the Wuhan Kung Flu on our people and on the peoples of the world. The dictators of the Red Chinese Communist Party are murderers, mass murderers. Their cover-up of the breakout of the flu in China cost hundreds of thousands of people their lives. Then Navarro writes, "When we were building new mask capacity in record time, Fauci was flip-flopping on the use of masks," referring to the doctor's recommendations not to wear masks at the beginning of the pandemic. Yeah, you don't remember that about Fauci either. Mr. Mask was Mr. No Mask. Navarro also challenged Fauci for dismissing hydroxychloroquine as a way to fight the virus despite scientific studies showing its success. And then it appears that Fauci's dismissal of the falling mortality rate was the last straw for Navarro. Now, what's this latest thing? Fauci is poo-pooing that the mortality rate, which is the only number that matters, how many people are dying of the virus? That's actually the only statistic that means something. It really doesn't matter how many people get sick or test positive or this or that. Who cares? The problem is those who get sick and die. And of course, the number, we know the number is very inflated, but Fauci was poo-pooing that the number was going way down. He was saying, this is no, don't go by that, folks. Quote, "Now Fauci says a falling mortality rate doesn't matter when it is the single most important statistic to help guide the pace of our economic reopening," Navarro writes. "The lower the mortality rate, the faster and more we can open." Well, there you go. Bingo, bango, bongo, Fauchenstein. That's right. A lowering mortality rate means open the damn economy. Well, Fauci is a demon rat, Hillary, O'Biden enthusiast, devotee. He's a camp follower of Hillary Clinton. He wants the economy shut down. President Trump, now this article in Breitbart says this. This is what we were saying some time ago, and I don't want to take any credit here. I'll tell you what, nothing that I've done and nothing about this show in any way shines above the President of the United States. This man is a towering genius. And if we can see something or catch something ahead of the president, no, don't get too puffed up about that when you consider the situation he's in. President Trump has greatly increased his criticism of Fauci, despite repeating he has a good relationship with a doctor. Now, that's classic Trump. Of course, he says he has a good relationship with a doctor. He said he had a good relationship with Kim Jong-un and a good relationship with Xi Jinping. And I love it when he's in his great moods that he gets into in these press conferences, and he says, or in his talks, he says, I have met with presidents, prime ministers, foreign ministers, and dictators. And he always gets a laugh when he comes up. He follows presidents and prime ministers with dictators. He's quite aware that these creeps are dictators. And of course he meets with them. It's better than waging war with them. So, and it's better than building them up, as Biden Obama did. I like to call it the O'Biden administration. They built up China. They welcomed China into the World Trade Organization. That was the biggest boost China ever got into crushing, toward their goal of crushing your economy, crushing you. There you go. But he has to say, you know, okay, I have a good relationship with the guy. Otherwise, he simply invites a feeding frenzy from the vampires of the media. All righty. Let's go to the president himself. I'll tell you what, a show without the actual president here, the Trump phenomenon show, is a very incomplete thing. Here he is. This is a tweet he put up 4 hours ago. Okay. Now that's a retweet. Let me skip down a little bit because those are retweets. Let me get to a tweet. All right. Well, you know, I can't believe it. Here is the president is thin on tweet. I can't believe it. We've achieved such a day. The president is thin on tweets. My goodness. He's got some retweets. And there's not a new tweet. I'm flabbergasted. We'll come back to that in a minute. We'll give him, you know what, at this hour of the day, he frequently comes up with a tweet every 10 minutes. We'll... he may be busily tweeting away right now. Let's go look over on Breitbart. See what's cooking over there. Oh, I love this. Now, Laura Ingraham has been big on this and others on Fox. It turns out the mask, this mask, what a joke. The mask doesn't do a damn thing. Now, and when people say the mask, what mask are you talking about? There are masks, and then there are masks. Wearing a rag around your face, you know, what's your face? Debbie Birx with her scarf, or people with a mask. It turns out your average mask doesn't do a damn thing with virus. It doesn't prevent virus from coming through the mask to you. It doesn't prevent it from going out to others. But even more interesting, something Laura Ingraham came up with yesterday, big studies in Germany and elsewhere that show that, get this, people who have the coronavirus and who are demonstrably sick with the virus don't shed the virions. They don't shed the virus in any significant amount. So they did this study with thousands of people in which they measured their breath for virus particles. I think they're called virions. They weren't there. And the testers doing this study were very frustrated. They were trying to think of ways, well, how can we get, we got to get some virus in this breath here. These people aren't breathing out any virus particles. We have these incredibly sensitive instruments and ain't no virus in the air there. Whether they're asymptomatic or symptomatic, there's just no virus. So the point is, the mask supposedly protects you from the horrible amounts of virus particles that people with the virus are exhaling onto you. But the science is that they're not. In the case of children, absolutely not. There's no virus coming from them at all. The same German studies show that in homes that actually have the virus actively, the children are very unlikely to catch it. They're very resistant to it. They don't transmit it. They don't exhale it. They are utterly harmless. But they are essential to building herd immunity, which can only be done in schools. And that's why the schools have to reconvene. But the mask is all BS. It's all hysteria. Oh, you know what it made me think of? I've referred on this show to 1692. I forget the date. But in 1692, that was the famous witch trials of Salem, Massachusetts. A shameful moment in white history. I forget the exact number, but I think it was 19 of our kinsmen, of our ancestors, were hung. All of them hung, except one gentleman who was crushed with rocks on a wood plank, under a wood plank, so he couldn't breathe. And they were murdered in a mass hysteria in the little village of Salem, a village of pilgrims, Puritans, my ancestors. One of the women who was hung is my actual maternal grandmother. And I keep forgetting her name. Nancy, I know her married name is Carrier, the same name as the air conditioning company. It is the same family. Thomas Carrier, the Welshman, her husband, his family went on to found the Carrier Air Conditioning Company. But Nancy, let me find her. I'll find her and then I'll have it for you. But the more important thing is that our ancestors, very intelligent people, all of them white people, went into a very, for white people, an uncharacteristic voodoo hysteria. It can happen even to us. And guess what? You're in one right now. You wonder what 1692 was like? Go shopping tomorrow. Go out in the streets tomorrow. And you're looking at 1692. You see hysterical people, panicked people, idiots who believe complete nonsense, which is what the 1692 Salem witch trials were about, complete and utter lies about good citizens like my grandmother who were, you know, frog marched out of the, was the trial held in a church or a courthouse or a meeting hall? Frog marched out to a gallows and hung. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
Welcome back, folks.
There's things to be done all over the world.
That was a great Merle Haggard, Rebuild America First, a great, I think it's with Gretchen Wilson, that he does a video. There's a great video featuring that song. Anyway, I'll grab that sometime and refresh myself on it. But I want to just draw from my own personal experience, my own family tree, how people have gone nuts. People, our people, as great as our people are, the least likely in the world to go nuts. The least irrational people who've ever lived in the universe, our European people, the most scientific, the most rational, the most beauty-oriented, the most creative. I'll just throw this idea out there. It's one that is very, very important to me, and I don't mention it enough on this show. What is the most beautiful thing in the universe? It's a question. You'll someday, maybe if I can manage to limp along and live that long, there will be a book for me. The whole theme of the book is, what is the most beautiful thing in the universe. And by thing, I mean actually a thing. That is, a thing has mass, it has weight, it occupies space. It's a thing. So it's not an idea, a notion, it's not a belief. The most beautiful thing in the universe. What is it right now? Look around you. What is the most beautiful? Back, folks. Apparently we lost about a minute of my audio, so it's an important thing I just said. I should repeat it. It's worth repeating anyway. And that is this: I don't say it often, but it's the core of my belief system. It is the theme of the book. You know, every thinker is always writing a book, and so on. Well, I have a book. And it answers the question, what is the most beautiful thing in the universe? And I define thing as something with weight, with mass, that occupies space. Not a concept, not something that has no mass, weight, or dimension. What is the most beautiful thing in the universe? And the answer, you know, I'll just cut right to the chase, is the white race. That is the most beautiful thing in the universe. And then my challenge to everyone out there, anybody, if I'm wrong, propose to me something more beautiful than the white race. And you say, Kelso, huh, come on, the word beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This word has no meaning. Anybody can define it any way they want. Okay, fine. I'll go with that. You define beauty any way you want, my friend. And you will not find anything more beautiful than the white race. You will not find anything, if you consider beauty to be just aesthetic beauty, good luck, nope, nothing. Creativity, good luck, nothing more creative ever in the history of the universe. Something more intelligent, nope. Something, we were talking about rationality as we talk about the Salem witch trials. That was a departure for us. That was a lapse. We got irrational for a few weeks and months. We killed, 19 good people, like my grandmother, and I just recovered her name here, Martha Allen, her maiden name, Martha Carrier, her maiden name. And rationality, no people ever more rational. We invented science, we Europeans, we invented science. We didn't just contribute to science. We aren't just good at science. We invented the whole damn thing. We were the first scientific people ever to live, and we still are. We are still the only actually scientific race of people. That is actually and we invented the Liberty Bell, too. We invented the whole concept of freedom. I'll expand on that right after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
D. Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is...
And let me complete my little excursion here into the question. I want to talk about hysteria, about panic, and the which is what the corona hoax is all about. Panic designed to bring to crush the American economy, to crush your spirit, to crush the Trump administration, which was... That was, as the song says in our theme music there, in a minor cry, there's a light up above. 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. One man stood there, Donald Trump, holding up that oak beam. We had a panic attack in 1692. My ninth great-grandmother, Martha Allen, died, was hung on 19 August 1692. And I said, you know, that was a lapse. We, the most rational, the most beautiful, the most creative, the kindest people who've ever lived. Yes, think about it. So as I say to you, all of you people out there that want to challenge me as a racist, how dare you say that the white race is the most beautiful thing that has ever existed in the universe. And it is. And that's why it's a tragedy that we are going down. That's why it's not a tragedy because it's my race, you know, my team is losing. No, That's not why it's a tragedy. If my team sucked, its losing wouldn't matter much to anybody. But the team that's losing, your team, is the most beautiful thing ever in the universe. And the universe is losing it. It's losing us. We are the kindest people who've ever lived. We are the only people, think about it, ladies and gentlemen, we are the only people who have ever built mercy ships, hospital ships, sailed them all around the world to heal and help anybody and everybody of every race. We're the only people that have shipped billions and billions of tons of foodstuffs around the world. We're the only people that have ever done that. No African people has ever done that. No Asian people has ever done that. They've never thought of doing that. They think doing such a thing is nuts. If you have wealth, shipping it and giving it away to others less fortunate is stupid. It's nuts to them. They haven't ever had that idea, and they never will. We are the kindest people who've ever lived in history. So as I say, I'll go on. In any definition of beauty, we are the most beautiful thing that's ever existed. And just to give you an example from the line of this grandmother of mine, my ninth great grandmother, Martha Allen, her mother was Faith Ingalls. I'm just going to show you how smart, creative, kind, beautiful, pioneering, resourceful our people are. It's just, I can illustrate it with this one woman who hung from the gallows on 19 August 1692, my ninth great grandmother. Her mother, Faith Ingalls, you ever heard that name Ingalls before? Little House on the Prairie, Laura Ingalls, married name Wilder. Laura Ingalls, yes, that's Faith Ingalls' granddaughter. Little House on the Prairie, Martha Allen's mother. Her husband, Thomas Carrier, Carrier Air Conditioners. Her grandson, let me find him here. I think his name is Jeremiah, let me get it back up here. It's hard to remember all these ancestral things. Come on, family tree. I'm over here at ancestry.com. That's where you belong, folks. Zeruviah with a Z, Zeruviah Wentworth, her great-grandson. Have you ever heard the ads on TV for J.G. Wentworth, blah, blah, blah? Then the guy, the baritone, sings, J.G. Wentworth, some kind of financial company. Yeah, that Wentworth. That's her great-grandson. Her great-great-great-grandson, David Bassett Waterman, who died in 1819. You ever heard of Waterman Pens? That's him. Waterman Pens, the best pens in the world, best fountain pens ever made. Collector's items. You pay $500 for one today. So Waterman, Wentworth, Ingalls, Carrier, all in one family tree, in one little line of family. That's how creative, inventive our people are. Anyway, so and what's the moral of the story today? We're in another Salem witch trial today. I wonder, the president said, you know, it's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. This has been a witch trial. And we've got to snap ourselves out of it, snap our neighbors, snap our friends, just grab them by the scruff of the neck and say, hey, Jim, wake up, snap out of it, take the damn mask off. There aren't any germs here in the room. You're not going to die. Calm down. Let your kids go to school. Stop peeing in your pants over something that's not happening. Be a man. That's the message we need to communicate. I mean, it's horrible to find out that all over the country right now, people are going back to the mask. Not good, folks. Let me just take a look here on my board, see if I've got any caller. I don't see one right off the bat staring me in the face. Let's go to the president. We said we'd give him a few minutes to warm up his Waterman pen and get some new tweets going. I don't see any. He's got his, he's still got his retweets up. You know, there might be something going on. Tucker Carlson hasn't been on TV. He's mysteriously, he's somewhere else. What's he doing? I wonder if he's meeting with Donald Trump. I wonder if something big is brewing here. Donald Trump not tweeting. You know, I'm the guy that always says, what's wrong with this picture? Why didn't the dog bark? Why isn't the president tweeting? Why isn't Tucker Carlson on my TV set? What's going on? I think something's going on. We'll find out in a few days. Might be more than one thing that's going on. But it's really unusual for the president not to be tweeting. It means he's doing something else in the midst of which he can't tweet. Well, anyway, let's listen to something he did tweet. This is he wants us to listen to this. Here he says something good. Let's listen up.
It never ended. Nearly 4 years ago, we ended this regulatory assault on the American worker, and we launched the most dramatic regulatory relief campaign in American history by far. No other administration has done anywhere near.
He's in the Rose Garden of the White House.
Thank you. At the heart of this effort was a revolutionary promise. For every one new regulation issued, we pledged that two federal regulations would be permanently removed. We not only met that ambitious goal, which at the time people said was impossible, we vastly exceeded it. For every one new regulation added, nearly eight federal regulations have been terminated.
Now, folks, it would be easy to overlook that, to take it for granted, to miss it. For every regulation that's arisen in the Trump administration, eight have been ditched. Do you realize that every regulation has a strangling effect, kind of like a mask? It has a suffocating effect on the economy. And by the way, the word economy, it's not something that has to do with bankers or the stock market. Economy means your life. Economy means the breath of your life. And Fauci and his other fascist, Nazi, socialist, communist, control freak, deep staters, they want to suffocate your economy, which is your life. It's how you pay your bills. It's the future of your family. And they're suffocating it right now. And if we see Joe Biden elected on November 3rd, to me, that'll be the same as the sight of my ninth grade grandmother swinging by the neck from a tree in Salem, well, from a gallows in Salem, Massachusetts. And remember, in Salem, every single person in Salem, they were all Puritans. They were all pilgrims. Remember 1607, the pilgrims, Plymouth Rock. These were first and second generation pilgrims in 1692. They all knew each other in that small village. Every one of them knew every other person in Salem. So to hang your neighbors who were good people. How could we descend to that? How could we descend to electing Joe Biden? Well, okay.
Been an incredible achievement. As you can see behind me, we have removed the gigantic regulatory burden Americans have been forced to carry for decades, freeing our citizens to reach their highest potential. Our historic regulatory relief is providing the average American household an extra $3,100 every single year. And we're going up from that number.
Easy to miss, folks. You have $3,100 more in your pocket, in your bank account, right now, than you would have had Trump not. And he has behind him, there's a giant crane behind him. And I don't know the full picture here, but I think the crane is there to hold up maybe pallets or something of all the regulations that have been repealed. Thousands upon thousands of pages, tons, more than any person could read in their lifetime. Trump has managed to repeal those regulations, folks. All of you that say Trump hasn't done anything, hey, I offer this right there. That alone would justify a president's. That alone would be a great, great achievement. Thousands of tons of regulations in every area of life gone because Trump so ordered. Trump decreed for every one regulation, two will be removed. And then he set his team out to do it. And for those who say he doesn't have a team, nobody's helping him. Well, who axed all those regulations? Thousands of regulations. Can you imagine axing a regulation? Takes a lot of work. So a lot of people who support Donald Trump in his administration did this work.
We're going up from that number. Think of that. $3,100 per household. Joining us today is Vice President Mike Pence. Thank you, Mike.
So that's that ceremony going on right there. Let's see. He's got another tweet here. Let's go to his most recent tweet and see what this one says.
Regulations have been terminated. One new regulation issued. We pledged that two federal regulations would be.
Okay.
Regulations have been terminated.
Okay. That's a repeat of what we just heard. Bears repeating. Yes. Why is the president not tweeting? What's going on? Where's Tucker Carlson? He's one of the most dynamic, exciting people on the scene. Donald Trump listens to him every night, guaranteed. I think some. We'll see. It's just a feeling I have. I'll tell you another. I promised a friend who I was talking with I wouldn't say this on the show. God, I hate to say it. Maybe I still have a chance to not say it. I fear it. Something Wicked This Way Comes, a great title from, God, I met this author. What's his name? Wrote Fahrenheit 451. Somebody help me. I actually met him several times. One of his titles of his books, I have signed copies of all of them, is Something Wicked This Way Comes. And her name is Michelle Obama. I'm just going to put it out there. I don't want to repeat it too often. I don't want to give people ideas. Not that this show amounts to so much of a hill of a beans that it could do that. But I predict, I'll just put this prediction out, that on August 7th, Joe Biden will announce Michelle Obama is his running mate. There you got it. That's what I'm feeling. August 7th. He'll give a speech announcing Michelle Obama. And of course, that's a stab in the dark, that date. That's about 90 days before the election. And by the way, I think she's already been selected, already accepted. And there are probably about 100 Democrats who are in on the conspiracy, an oath of silence. But notice Obama laying low. Michelle laying low. The media not talking about her at all. Something's going on. Amy Klobuchar getting out of the running for the vice president. I think she's one of those 100 people that knows Michelle has already been selected. She got a phone call saying Michelle is going to be the vice president and nominee. And Amy said, okay, I get it. And the next day she said, I withdraw my name. And then she added, interestingly, Vice President Biden should choose a black female as his running mate. Funny that. Notice that the people that are being talked about as his running mates, like Val Deming of Florida, a nothing. What's your face out in California, a nothing. They're all nothings, and there's no excitement. Nobody's talking about them. Again, this, you know, Sherlock Holmes here. What's wrong with this picture? The dog that's not barking. It's Michelle. She's going to be the candidate, and she'll be announced on August 7th. I'm guessing an approximate date. It'll be about August 7th, about 3 weeks from now. What do you think? What do you think of that, huh? Makes me sick. We'll be right back.
Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. We have a listener who called into the engineers saying that Tucker Carlson said he's taking a break from Fox News. Well, I'll tell you what. Yes, I noticed he's not on there. But what's he doing? I assure you he's not fly fishing. I assure you this is an intense, dedicated man who knows this is the final hour. He's not He's not spending any time relaxing ever until November 3rd. So something's going on. Now, I just gave you my sickening thought that August 7th, it'll be Michelle Obama announced by Joe Biden. Let me give you another sickening thing that's going on. Dianne Feinstein has proposed an amendment to the, stimulus funding bill, which involves trillions of dollars. So it matters a lot. Trillions is a lot. She's proposing an amendment that states that don't impose a mask requirement on everyone, pretty much everywhere, will get no funds. Man, that is a kick in the groin. That is demon rat, dirty politics at its worst. Coming from a lady, I'm looking at her picture right now. Other than the fact that her eyes are open, which can happen to a corpse in a casket, and I believe they have to close the eyes. Do they glue them shut? I'm not sure. How do you make sure the eyes don't open in a casket? Other than the fact that her eyes are open, she looks exactly as she would as a corpse in a casket. She is a cadaver. Nancy Pelosi, likewise. Probably with a shriveled brain. Probably on autopsy, it'll be found that about half of her brain matter is still there. But that is nasty, nasty, nasty. And then what's her comment? These people that lie, we know they're lying because their lips are moving. She said, this is a matter of life or death, and partisan politics shouldn't play a role. That's her commentary on her, we're going to deny Matt. We're going to deny life, economy. We're going to cut off your breath if you don't suffocate yourself with a mask. Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, is doing the same thing. He's saying if Donald Trump doesn't make a national mask order, he's going to kill 40,000 more people. This is totally dirty, anti-scientific. There's no science that says wearing masks keeps anybody healthier, prevents any deaths. None. No science. We'll have to end on that. Please, wherever you are out there. Well, come back tomorrow in the Trump Clubhouse. We'll be here again Friday night. And we'll see you then. Thanks, everybody, for listening in.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.